The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
More than 512 acres of mostly undeveloped land in rural Utah. Not exactly the setting one would expect for a horror story or one involving the supernatural, but it turns out this site may be one of the most active on the planet. The Skinwalker Ranch has been home to more UFOs, unexplained creatures, and supernatural encounters since the 1940s than most others. That's what we discuss today in Dark Side.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Skinwalker Ranch, also known as the Sherman Ranch, is a property located approximately 512 acres southeast of Ballard, Utah. It's reputed to be the site of paranormal and UFO-related activities. Its name is taken from the Skinwalker of Navajo legend concerning vengeful shaman. UFO reports in the Utah Basin were publicized during the 1970s. Claims about the ranch first appeared in 1996 in the Salt Lake City, Utah Desert News, and later in the alternative weekly Las Vegas Mercury as a series of articles by investigative journalist George Knapp. These early stories detailed the claims of a family that allegedly experienced inexplicable and frightening events after they purchased and occupied the property. Colm Kellner and co-author George Knapp subsequently authored a book in which they described the ranch being acquired by the National Institute for Discovery Science, NIDSS, to study ancestral sightings of UFOs, Bigfoot-like creatures, crop circles, glowing orbs, and poltergeist activity reported by its former owners. Paranormal reputation. The ranch, located in West Unitah County, bordering the Ute Indian Reservation, was reportedly dubbed the UFO Ranch due to its understandable 50-year history of odd events said to have taken place there. According to Keller and Knapp, they saw or investigated evidence of close to 100 incidents that include vanishing and mutilated cattle, sightings of unidentified flying objects or orbs, large animals with piercings, red eyes that they say were unscathed when struck by bullets, and invisible objects emitting destructive magnetic fields. Among those involved were retired U.S. Army Colonel John B. Alexander, who characterized the NDSC efforts as an attempt to get hard data using standard scientific approach. However, these investigators admitted to difficulty obtaining evidence consistent with scientific publication. Cattle mutilations have been part of the folklore of the surrounding area for decades. When NIDS founder billionaire Robert Bigelow purchased the ranch for $200,000, this was reportedly the result of his having been convinced by the stories of mutilations that included tales of strange lights and unusual impressions made in grass and soil told by the family of former ranch owner Terry Sherman. In 1996, skeptic James Randi awarded Bigelow a Pegasus Award for funding the purchase of the ranch and for supporting John E. Mack and Bud Hopkins' investigations. Randi called the effort an useless study of a supernatural, paranormal, or the occult. In 2016, Bigelow sold Skinwalker Ranch for $4.5 million to Adamatum Holdings, a shell corporation of unknown origin. After this purchase, all roads leading to the ranch have been blocked, the perimeter secured and guarded by cameras and barbed wire, and surrounded by signs that aim to prevent people from approaching the ranch. In 2017, the name Skinwalker Ranch was filed for a trademark through Justia Trademarks. The trademark was issued in 2018. In March 2020, Brandon Fugel, 46, a Utah real estate tycoon, announced that he is the owner of the ranch. So a place that goes through a lot of different ownership, a place that we've seen a lot in recent popular culture and movies and documentary filmings and such. It's a very interesting sight, and the first time actually diving into it myself, as well as you're hearing it here on The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like our program, become a supporter. Patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia or our website darksideofwiki.com, and then click become a darksider. Get access to all of our episodes in advance, commercial free, and our exclusive final chapter episodes all there for you. As supporters, your support is what keeps our program on the air. It's Tony and Carol joining you, of course, again on today's episode. So what's your knowledge of the Skinwalker Ranch?
Honest to God, I don't know that I have any knowledge of it.
None?
This is not ringing a bell. But no. All of the things that you're talking about, I've heard different stories about things like this.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, like some of the cattle things and the weird, I don't know that you called it crop circles, but like some weird things on the ground. Like you used to hear all about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All the time. And when was the last time you heard about crop circles?
I mean, 1996 or something.
You know, did it quit?
Yeah.
And, you know, cattle mutilations, that used to be
a big thing.
Like, you'd hear about that all the time. So this has, like, everything going on in one place.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like paranormal, UFO, who knows what the F else. But it's like all of this shit in one place.
It's a lot that's
I couldn't. I'd be like, I would love to live here. It's beautiful, but there's just way too much going on.
I mean, it's like going, oh my God, like a 500-some acre ranch in Utah for $200,000? Fuck yeah. I'll fucking go there.
And it'd have to be beautiful.
I mean,
you know,
that's
in
just
Utah,
amazing.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, that idea to like go get that plot of land. But then to like kind of understand like what's going on it. And the more you learn about it, I mean, I guess it'd be like kind of right at my alley of like, okay, yeah.
Well, one UFO story and I'd be out of there.
UFOs don't scare me that much.
I just can't with UFOs. Like,
that doesn't get me. It's the ghost stuff that gets me. It's the demon stuff ghost that gets me.
The demon stuff. We talk about that. But the UFO stuff is another thing that I used to, when I was much younger, I was kind of freaked out by it.
Yeah.
And you don't hear about that much UFO stuff anymore.
No, you really don't.
You know, but it used to be all the time there was UFO stories. And I was like, man, they're going to like... I'm going to be out in the middle of nowhere driving. There's going to be a UFO. There's going to be an anal probe. And I was always like, here's the deal. Like, if you want to make friends with the people here, just don't stick this shit up their ass.
Here's the deal, Carol. If we started a podcast named Anal Probe, we could probably reinvent the story of UFO sightings, because with that idea alone, we could suddenly make that popular culture again, you and me, with the word anal probe as a podcast.
And it'll be like, ever had an anal probe? Because, man, the stories you would get.
Can you imagine the merch we could sell with that? Like, anal probe on the podcast? We could, like, sell our own, like... What the fuck was the thing that people were like in the 90s? The not an anal probe, but the cleanses and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Up that end. And like, I just don't want to be cleansed then.
Yeah,
if that's the way
exactly.
We have to do it. There's got to be a better way.
The official.
And I always thought that with the dang aliens, because they used to talk about that all the time. And I would be like, okay, if you want like a... camera inside my body.
Yeah.
You know, we have another orifice. I could swallow it.
What the fuck happened with that? Because that was like a big thing for a while.
The anal probes
the cleansing, not the anal probes. But I mean, it was like essentially an anal probe. But like, people were like all about that for a while. They were like,
well, I think they're still all about the cleansing. But it just goes in the other end and it makes everything shoot out that end.
No, it's like, wasn't it like an enema? Like they.
Oh, yeah. Until people realize they don't have to do it that way.
Okay.
Like, there's other ways you could cleanse.
I've never, ever tried that, but it was always like, what the fuck are you doing? And people were like, oh, it's just so, it feels so good. And it's like, then you read like about it, like medically, and medical journals are like, this is not good for you whatsoever.
No.
But people are like,
and it's not even comfortable or easy to do.
Did you ever try it?
Tony, I'm a girl who had colorectal cancer.
Well, yes. So, well, you had
that. Yeah, I did have to do some of that.
But you didn't do it like for the tea tree pleasure version of it.
No. But it's like, it was just like, I remember one of the office visits. Yeah. I'm like, there's a fine line between this is humiliating and humbling.
Sure.
I don't know where the line is.
It wasn't I want to sit down and do this over a glass of Chardonnay on a Sunday afternoon. It wasn't
exactly, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I'm like, don't do anal probes. Like, it just is unnecessary. I'll swallow the damn camera. You can see everything you need to see.
That's like a piece of audio right there. I want to save and just use over and over again. Let's continue on with our story about the Skinwalker Ranch. Yes, if we can. Continuing on. This is from the 1944 UFO sighting in an article from skinwalkerranch.org. Fascinating stories regarding Skinwalker Ranch collected from the internet. UFO sightings near Skinwalker Ranch during World War II. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, my dad, an employee, a teacher of the then called U.S. Indian Service, now called the Bureau of Indian Affairs, went to volunteer attending to enlist in the U.S. Army. He was marked 4F because of a notable limp he had acquired when, as a 12-year-old boy, he fell off a high porch at my grandparents' homestead located in East Central Oklahoma and broke his leg very badly. He had to learn to walk all over again. Because he could not get into the service, he signed up for a program that allowed him to volunteer to take a place of another federal employee who would be going overseas. Dad was notified that he would relocate for the duration of the federal boarding school for Indian children at White Rocks Indian School, very near the Ute Indian Reservation at Fort Duche, Utah. I was about 6 months old. at the time and, of course, remember virtually nothing of the entire experience. My mother had been a U.S. Indian Service nurse in Phoenix, but there were no open positions for her at Fort Dutch Dunch at the as she became a housewife. From time to time, she would take me out in my stroller to a small meadow close to the school, and we would have a small picnic. When I was in my 30s, my mother told me a story. One day, when we were having our little picnic lunch, it couldn't have been much of a lunch as there was a heavy wartime food rationing in effect. A shiny object flew in from the west, made a circuit around a little meadow, hovered for a few minutes, and then flew away to the east. I was surprised. I asked her why she had never told me the story before, and she said she never considered the incident of much significance. She could have been right, but I asked her to draw an object of memory. She drew a circular globe. That's it, a circular globe. I asked her if the object did anything but fly through the air. She tried to explain it made some kind of jittery or shanky movement, but she really couldn't describe what the movement was like. I asked if the object could have been carried by the wind, but she couldn't remember it being particularly windy that day. So, circled. Little meadow then flew away. The incident was several years before Kenneth Arnold's famous 1947 sighting of nine shiny objects that flew in tandem and skipped like saucers as they flew through the sky near Mount Rainier near Washington State. Years later, I met a man, a police officer who had worked at Fort Dunch. He told me of an incident when he and his family were lying out on the lawn one evening, as families do, drinking coffee and soft drinks, when a shiny object flew over their house, stopped, and shot straight up. The officer could identify the object was enough to send the family scurrying into the house. The officer said he and his family didn't go out in the evening like that for a while. After Mom told me the story of the meadow sighting, I gave it some thought. At least two possibilities came to me. As I said, Kenneth Arnold hadn't yet had a sighting experience. I learned even in those pre-internet days that the Fort Dunch area was kind of notorious for sightings of that kind. There was the other possibility during the war. The Japanese had made and released a number of Fugo hydrogen-filled balloons carrying incendiary devices from the Japanese home islands, hoping the balloons would make their way via the jet stream, land in America's forest lands, and start a forest or wildfires, or perhaps actually kill somebody. And from Wikipedia, from late 1944 to early 1945, the Japanese launched over 9,300 fire balloons, of which 300 were found observed in the U.S. Despite the high hopes of their designers, the balloons were ineffective as weapons, causing only six deaths from one single incident and a small amount of damage. The deaths occurred when the victims decided to touch the balloon, thus causing it to explode. Whether the shiny object my mother saw was a flying saucer or a Fugo bomb or something else, I certainly can't say. But here's what I can say. That little meadow is within 2 or 3 miles of the infamous Skinwalker Ranch. I don't know if the paranormal experiences and phenomena experienced in the ranch area were happening back as far as World War II, but one certainly happened nearby on a picnic day in about 1944. What are your thoughts?
You know, it's just so hard to tell. I mean, because it's like mom and the little kid out having a picnic, and then years later the mom says, well, I saw something weird flying around. I mean, and she could have. You know, she could have had those weird floaters in her eyes or something. It's just so hard to tell.
Yeah.
You know, now, if there was other people that were saying, like, I saw an unsolved mystery, I think it was one of the new ones, where something happened and lots of people saw it, then that's different. Because that unsolved mysteries really freaked me out. But when it's just one person, I don't know. And you know, maybe it was wartime. Maybe there was some weird new device they were flying around.
Yeah.
So that's just hard to tell.
Sure.
And I certainly don't want to imply that the mom was a liar or anything like that. I don't think there's enough evidence.
Yeah.
From that story. You know, if there was somebody else, like, there's accounts in the paper where everybody saw this, then maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's one of those cases where, you know, something happened. It's, you know, we're in those days where anything can be just so blown out of proportion or can be really in proportion more than ever. I mean, it's such an odd place in time where, you know, it can go so far or it can just be so accurate. There's not a lot of middle ground there.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, you know, something like this, something happened. There was an experience that occurred, and we'll never truly know exactly what occurred, what happened there. But
right.
But based on all of the evidence that we're probably about to hear in this case, there was something that happened there.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing about all these UFO stories is that there's no way to prove anything. But I do think when there's several people that saw the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, what was it? Who knows?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's just hard to tell.
Let's continue on with the story. This is another article about the ranch. Some have called it a supernatural place. Others have deemed it cursed. Terry Sherman got so spooked by the happenings on his new cattle ranch that 18 months after moving his family of four to the property, now known as the Skinwalker Ranch in northeastern Utah, he sold the 512-acre parcel away. He and his wife, Gwen, shared their chilling experiences with a local reporter in June of 1996. They'd see mysterious crop circles, Sherman said, and UFOs, systematic and repeated mutilation of their cattle, in an oddly surgical and bloodless manner within 3 months of the story's publication. Las Vegas real estate magnate and UFO enthusiast Robert Bigelow bought the property for $200,000. Under the name the National Institute for Discovery Science, Bigelow set up round-the-clock surveillance of the ranch, hoping to get to the bottom of the paranormal claims. But while that surveillance yielded a book, Hunt for the Skinwalker, Science Confronts the Unexplained, at the remote Utah, at the ranch unit in Utah, in which several of the researchers claimed to have seen paranormal activities, they were unable to capture any meaningful physical evidence supporting Sherman's incredible stories. The ranch was resold to Adamantum Real Estate, which has since applied the trademark to the name Skinwalker Ranch. Had the Shermans been lying about what they saw, or under the spell of a collective delusion? Without evidence, the stories they told are difficult to believe, but they're hardly unique. The Uinta Basin of eastern Utah has been such a hotbed of paranormal sightings over the years that some extraterrestrial enthusiasts have deemed it UFO Alley. You can't throw a rock in southern Utah without hitting somebody who's been abducted, local filmmaker Trent Hollis told the Desert News. Indeed, according to Hunt for the Skinwalker, odd objects have been spotted overhead since the first European explorers arrived in 1776. Franciscan monastery Sylvester Valdel de Escalante wrote about strange fireballs appearing over his campfire in El Rey, and before the Europeans, of course, indigenous peoples occupied the Utina Basin. Today, Skinwalker Ranch abuts the Utina and Aray Indian Reservation of the Ute tribe. With the Shermans seeing things that nearby Native Americans had taken note of centuries before, not everything the Shermans saw on their ranch was sky-borne UFOs. They also claimed to see mysterious large animals, most notably a wolf three times the size of a normal wolf that Terry shot at close range multiple times with a rifle to seemingly no effect. Then on the night of March 12, 1997, after the ranch had been sold off, biochemist Colm Kelmer, working with Bigelow's National Institute for Discovery Science, claimed to see a large humanoid creature spying on the research team from a tree. As he detailed in Hunt for the Skinwalker, the creature was approximately 50 yards away, watching the team safely from a tree of perch 20 feet off the ground. A large creature that lay motionless almost casually in a tree, said Keller. The only indication of the beast's presence was the predominant yellow light of the unblinking eyes as they stared fixedly back into the light. After Kellner fired at the creature with a rifle, it disappeared. It was then, as I saw it, a single, obvious oval track about 6 inches in diameter, embedded deeply in the patch of snow. It looked unusual. Single large print in the snow with two sharp claws protruding from the rear of the mark, going a couple of inches deeper. It almost looked like a bird of prey, maybe a raptor print, but huge, and from the depth of the print, from a very heavy creature. Repeated sightings of human-like creatures have led to invoke the name Skinwalker, a shape-shifting character from Navajo tribal folklore. Among the Navajo, Skinwalkers are like werewolves, evil witches who can transform themselves into creatures of their choosing. But Sherman's family ranch was 400 miles north of Navajo Nation. It was next to Ute territory, and when the Utes and the Navajo did cross paths, it was an acrimonious relationship, explains historian Sandra Jones, author of Being and Becoming Ute. It was not friendly, Jones says. The Navajo were more aggressive people. They took slaves. They had Ute slaves. There was direct conflict when the Navajo attempted to move up into Ute territory at modern-day Pagosa Springs in Durango. When skinwalkers don't feature in Ute religion, there are still aspects of the ranch that make sense within the context of the lore. Other strange sightings have occurred directly next door in Boat Hollow, a 420-acre man-made reservoir in Ute land abutting the ranch, which was filled with fresh water in 1970 by federal government mandate. In 1998, a police officer saw a large light plunge into the reservoir and then reemerge, flying off into the night sky. One night in 2002, four young non-Indian men standing in the reservoir shoreline saw a blue-white ball enter the artificial lake. According to the hunt for the skinwalker, the glowing ball dove into the water just a few feet from the shore and reemerged seconds later in a new form, a shimmering, maneuverable belt-shaped shaft of light. After performing a brief withering aerial dance, the belt of light zipped away at a high rate of speed, hugging the ground before disappearing for the top of the Skinwalker Ridge. The appearance of the supernatural around Bottle Hollow makes sense with the context of the Ute belief. According to Jones, amongst the Ute, springs and certain waterways are reservoirs of negative power. They were evil spirits or evil sprites that would rise up out of the water and drag you in. So this place has quite a bit of activity on it. What are your thoughts?
I would say that's an understatement.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
And it's really interesting.
Yeah.
I need to hear more. I'm still being a bit of a skeptic here.
There's a lot that goes into this story. And I mean, there's accounts that go back to the 1940s. All the way down to like individual accounts when I was doing research on this, blog posts posted from the 80s to the 90s, to the early 2000s, back when, you know, blog posts existed. And it's really haunting just how much has happened on the site of this ranch and what, you know, what's been going on with it all these years.
And I do think that whole Native American aspect of it is very interesting, like the ranch being named that, because I was like, how the hell they get that name?
Sure.
So that made sense to me. But it's just, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could totally make sense that there would be one area that things are drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, you know, like a UFO type of thing. Because you have heard of that in other places in the world, too.
Sure.
That they tend to have more sightings than... I don't know.
Well, how much do you think... This is a good question for you to kind of wrap up this chapter of the show. Is how much do you think UFOs and ghosts, paranormal, supernatural, have in common? Do you think the two are tied together more than we realize?
I really don't.
No? Okay.
I've never thought that. And because it's, now, do I believe there could be another level of existence or another planet somewhere? Absolutely. I think if we honestly think we're the only life form in the universe, like, really, I mean, that makes no sense. What are we all doing here? This universe goes on indefinitely. You know, it's infinity out there. So there's got to be other life form out there somewhere.
Sure.
So I totally believe that UFOs are possible. I don't necessarily think they're ghosts.
Yeah.
Now, could you maybe... And who knows what form? Did they look like us? Did they look different? Maybe both? I don't know.
Here's a concept, and I've never said this one on the air. I just kind of came up with it right now. I don't know why. It's a magical proposition. But could the idea of UFOs or extraterrestrial or something of that energy, because we talk about energy quite a bit with ghosts, and it, you know, kind of being reinvigorated by our own energy sometimes, and sometimes, you know, like anxiety, trauma, things like that seems to stir up, you know, previous activity. Could UFO activity, could extraterrestrial activity, that energy right there, in fact, stir up paranormal activity on our own planet, where it's not necessarily you're experiencing experiencing UFOs or aliens, but because they came close or had some sort of activity with us, did that stir up the energy that could then propel paranormal activity, ghostly activity, to become apparent to us? Boom. Drop the mic.
Right? I'm like, it could, because you just don't know what that energy exactly is.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many, you know, variables.
And when you die, does that, like, I think your energy and you, I think something happens to you when you die. Yeah. I don't think you just disappear. I don't know about the heaven hell thing.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty simplistic. And I, not to be insulting, I don't quite get.
Sure.
I think there's just more to something.
I do too. I think there is too.
But, you know, everybody has their own beliefs and everyone's open to that, but because nobody knows what happens.
It's
the same thing with the UFOs. Nobody knows, but there's been too many sightings of them. And then the whole weird thing about the cattle mutilations and things like that, like, because you used to hear about that a lot, like, what happened to that cow and where did all its blood go?
Well, and number one, like, okay, who's mutilating their own cattle? I mean, who would want to even do that, number one?
No, it's like their moneymaker.
And number two, how the fuck do you know the blood of that cattle? I mean, that's not an easy task to do. I mean, that's not like let's just go out there, kill the cattle and suck the blood out of it. Like,
yeah, and it's not like you took him to your autopsy lab.
You know,
you didn't have a funeral home where you could just drain the blood out.
No, I mean, that's...
You did it in a pasture.
That's and totally so bizarre.
That, like, some of that stuff, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the crop circles and things like that, there's a way you could do that.
I know. In the crop circles, yes, I can get that. That can be bullshitted. But, I mean, some of the other stuff, the cattle mutilation and the blood sucking and all that, I just don't know. And just the communication with the other side, we're getting so closer to it. And the more I hear about it on our other shows, on Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks, our other two podcasts, if you want to search them, find them wherever you download podcasts. There's just so much crazy evidence. And I talk with so many people who are in that field now that are hardcore into it. And I had a really amazing one this week. I don't know if you saw it. I just posted it on social media today, as of the day of us recording this, which is April 29th. Did you see the Annabelle post?
No.
Okay.
So, and because I saw it,
You didn't listen to
like
it.
No.
On purpose.
Like, I'm not in the right headspace okay. to listen to that right now. So I did not.
I'm not going to play it right now, but I'm just going to tell you.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
But a friend of mine, Eric Vitale, he's part of NSPR, which is Ed and Lorraine Warren's research group today. And obviously, Ed and Lorraine have passed. But he's in that group now with Tony Spera, which is Ed and Lorraine's son-in-law. And he kind of heads that whole thing up. But they did their first time ever investigating the Warren's Occult Museum the other day. And I mean, this is amazing. It's fun too, because I have a buddy who's doing it too. So I'm going to hear all the shit as it's happening. And he's texting me and, you know, sending me the stuff before it gets anywhere else. And he sent me one and I said, can I post this? Can I run with this? And I'm going to credit you, but can I post this one? Cause this is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard. It was about Annabelle. And if you watch the Conjuring series and all that, I mean, so much of that is just bullshit. It's all the fucking movie. But the Annabelle story itself, when you go down to it, there is something to it. And they're walking through the museum, Ed and Lorraine's occult museum, and he's using a ghost box. And a ghost box is essentially, it scans radio frequencies. And you can ask questions out loud. It's kind of like an EVP, but it's using radio frequencies to try and manipulate the voice communication. And he's asking, you know, who's drawing me to this area? Who's calling me in this place? And as he's walking towards fucking Annabelle, like the real Annabelle, what comes through the radio frequency is two voices, Annabelle.
That's why I didn't want to hear that.
And it's like, there's no odds of that happening, just out of freak chance. And is it Annabelle that's doing it? Is it the condensed energy of everyone who's focusing on this, observation, this research at that moment in time that's pushing that idea? I don't know. But the fact that comes through a radio frequency, the word Annabelle, and it is clear as fucking day, is just freaky. And he texted that to me like within 10 minutes of him doing it that night. And I was like, my God, that's creepy. And if you've followed me at all on TikTok or Instagram, I have a friend of mine I've been thinking about getting a ghost box myself. And he asked the ghosts if I should get one. He asks my name and they say my name. And he asked them again and they suggested I should get one. And they said, who should build one? And I'm getting one from the guy who they suggested should build one for me. And I don't know how the fuck you make this shit up. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I mean,
well, just know next time I visit you, I don't want any ghost box game that you surprise on me. Or
the
anything.
Ghost box will that's live your, in
that's
the studio.
Your little thing you're toying with.
The studio is separate from the house. It's a completely different structure. And I'm going to keep it in the studio. And that's where it's going to live. So this is my own little occult museum over here. Just like Ed and Lorraine had their own separate office and ghost museum or occult museum separate from their house. I am doing the same thing. I have a separate structure from my house that's going to hold my ghost box. And if I start adding more shit to it, we'll add more to this building. But I'm not going to add it to the actual structure of my house. But it's really interesting to me. And I think the fact that I'm getting, you know, messages from the other side already, I don't even have the damn thing, that say my name. It's so bizarre. You know, I don't know what to make
see,
of it.
See, that's the stuff that scares me. That stuff scares me.
Yeah. But here we are.
I don't want any of
it. We're doing this shit.
Not as in we. You meant
I'm
you.
Doing this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in the we.
No, it is bizarre. Let's continue into the final chapter here of, we'll do the final chapter of the story. When you become a dark sider, Sign up over at darksideofwikipedia.com or patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia. Darksideofwiki.com is the website, or at patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia. And you'll hear the final chapter as we dig into the Skinwalker Ranch story here this evening. Until next time, for the Dark Side of Wikipedia, I'm Tony. For Carol, thanks for listening.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home, thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.